Welcome to Brain Stew, home of topical and pointless conversations.
All opinions are our own. We do not promote the views of others.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Sound like a bit of a farmer, then. Oh,
farmers, yeah, farmers. Farmers farming. How the devil are you?
I'm all right. You all right?
Yeah, I think
you
so.
Are?
You are, ma.
We're back in it for another brain stew.
Yeah, I had COVID last week.
Yeah, that's delightful, isn't it?
No, it was horrible. Like, the first time I had it, I was like, this is fine, I'm okay. And then this time, not so much.
It's worse, isn't it?
It felt like I had, like, fingers behind my eyes, like, pushing the backs of my eyes, and was really quite sort of, like, grim. And I've been, negative for a week or so. No, a week? Yeah, almost a week now, and I've still got, like, a dry throat and cough and
fancy.
Blah.
COVID, remember that?
Yeah, like didn't really think that was a thing anymore.
When will it be like that we don't talk about anymore?
It's just the way now. I think that it's basically like just replace the word flu with COVID and it's the same thing.
Yeah, you're probably right.
It's the way, but it's obviously like now you can do like a test for it, and like some workplaces are like, well, if you're testing positive, you can't come in. And I was like, but I want to come in because I've got shit to do, but you can't come in. So, okay, all right, well. And then my wife got sick, and just kind of went from there.
It's a bonus if you get paid to be here.
Well, it is, but I'd rather. I'm a productive person. I'd rather be doing stuff than just sat at home.
Well, when you were sat at home, did you catch up on any good telly?
God, did I watch telly?
What have you been watching?
Telly. I watched the. I think it's called The Long Shadow.
Oh yeah.
And it's.
How long was it?
It's about the Yorkshire Ripper.
Oh, okay.
So it's true crime. But it's a dramatisation of it. It's very, very good. It angers you, really angers you, because you just get to see how badly they got everything wrong from the police investigation side.
What year was that?
Oh, it started in 1979, I think, was the first. No, 77 maybe was the first killing. And it ran for 4 or 5 years. So a very long time. Mm. Like a whole. You imagine like looking for this guy who's murdering people like every... 6 months or so. And it's literally killed, like, I think 9 people. And you just, like, imagine, like, modern day that shit happening. It's fucking unreal. And just the way they kept taking the police investigation down the wrong route, and it was all about attitudes and egos, and that was what was stopping the investigation progressing in the right manner, because people were like, well, I'm from this police force, and I think it should be this way, and you're wrong because you're a donkey walloper. And it was very, very surreal. But and sadly, lots of women's lives could have been saved had they have done the right thing. Yeah, so definitely worth a watch. Very good. Very good. And very sad. Very, very sad. How about you? What have you been watching?
Watching. I've just started a new series on the old teller. But yeah,
do tell.
Seeing as it's spooky month.
Ooh, spooky month.
Yeah.
Well, I am.
Whatever he said.
Yeah.
That was Irish for spooky month.
Yeah, it was.
Well, I am.
Spooky month. Yeah, there we go. Yep. Well, yeah, see, Halloween's moved on now, isn't it? It's not just Halloween. It's spooky month. So it's all of October.
Spooktember and October.
Yeah. So I have started a new series called the... What's it called, Chris? It's called... The Fall of the House of Usher. Was that a scary sound?
Nope. I'm not revealing. Because you turned up maybe 10 minutes later than I thought you would.
Ah, here it goes.
I may have put some new stuff on the old streamer deck.
Just to surprise me.
Just to surprise you.
Yeah. Sounds like a Simpsons character, that one.
I've seen the adverts for House of Usher.
The Fall of the House of Usher. So this is by...
I thought it was about the rap artist. That's why I haven't watched it.
Usher, no, it's not.
Okay, cool, right, sweet.
Yeah. No, it's not about him. Okay. It's by director Mike Flanagan. So he did like The Haunting of Hill House, Haunting of Bly Manor.
Okay.
Midnight Mass. So the series, they use predominantly like lots of the same cast. Which is cool. But this one's good as well. So I won't give away too much of it. If you're a fan of those previous shows I just mentioned, definitely go and watch this one.
Okay. I've done a bit of rewatching as well. I've had a bit of time on my hands.
Oh, yeah.
I have just started rewatching Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah.
I'm on season 2.
It's never not good, though, is it?
It's just fucking brilliant.
What's your favourite season?
3 or 4.
Yeah.
But I think four edges four just because of how fucking brutal it
incredible,
is.
Incredible.
And
it?
Just like, Max.
Yeah.
I hope just leave it there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I fucking love that show so much. And we've been saying for ages, oh, we've got to watch it again because season five is going to be coming soon.
The finale, the big finale.
Oh, so it's just like, yeah, definitely got to watch this. So yeah, we started watching that. I have watched loads of shit this week because I've had a bit of time on my hands. Knocked up a couple of videos for the old Brain Stewage. Don't know if you've seen those out on the old. Out on the old interweb out there in the internet land.
Yeah.
And music-wise, what have you been listening to?
Well, obviously, there's a new album out this week.
Yep.
By the wonderful...
Taking Back Sunday?
Yes. But also...
I don't know if the TBS is out this week.
I think it is out very soon, but yeah. Yeah, loads of new music out.
Yeah, it's like 2006 all over again. Green Day got some new shit coming out.
Yeah, brilliant.
And Blink, obviously.
So yeah, Blink 182. I've been spinning that this week.
Yeah, and you made a trip to London on Thursday.
See, if you go back to early episodes, I kind of protested how the tickets are too much. I'm not going. I won't be part of this.
I'll never go to a gig in London again.
Yeah, this pricing system. I'm not going to London to watch Blink 182. And so, yeah, I went last week to see Blink 182 in London. And they were phenomenal.
Phenomenal. I have, yeah, I'm very jealous. I couldn't go because of the COVID and me not wanting to pay exorbitant amounts of money for a Blink 182 tickets. But yeah. Was it worth it?
I've not paid for it yet, so I'll get the bill when it arrives.
Good but, shout! I like that. That's fair. That's a fair point.
But yeah, I think it was a bit of FOMO, Chris. Are we too old to say FOMO?
No, I think that's probably legitimately how most of our society works these days. Yeah. So I had a bit of that, but kind of got it didn't get the better of me. And I was like, A, because of COVID, but B, I was like, no, I'm not.
No, I think the with the new songs they've been releasing, I've enjoyed all the new releases. And yeah, they were just, I think nostalgia had to go and
I get it.
Go and see them one more time.
I can't believe you did that.
Yeah, I had to. But it was worth it.
I think that's literally why the majority of people have done it, isn't it? They've just gone that whole 20 years or 30 years ago, tugging on those heartstrings, those teenage heartstrings, gone, I've got to go and see these guys to relive some way. And I get it, it's fine. It's not a judgment thing. It's a wonderful thing to have.
I don't think I need to go again, though. I think I've fulfilled that now, like...
Until they do the reunion with Skiba.
Two more times, album comes out next time.
One more time with Feeling.
Yeah, two more times with Skiba, yeah. I don't know, I don't think I'm... I think I've scratched that itch.
Itch that scratch. I don't know how that goes. Someone let us know, chat. Yeah,
want for a better phrase, but yeah, I think I'm... I think I'm all right. Is he all right?
I don't think so, mate. No? I don't think so. Let's check in on him.
Is that his brother? I like him. I think he needs a name, though.
Oh, he's got a name. He's called Babel.
Is it Henry Cavill's brother, Simon Babel?
Oh, I see what you did there. I like that. Very good. Very, very good.
Not as handsome or he doesn't sound as good either.
No. No, that button's called Goofus.
All right.
On my phone. Goofus. Wow. On my phone. On my stream deck. So basically, we've had a productive week. I suppose we better get into the old crux of the show and start discussing some of the shit that that you find listeners come and tune in for, maybe. Poke a rubber duck up my ass. I've pressed the wrong button. All right, so topic one this week. We're talking about The Office, an American reboot.
Oh, man. Oh, we could do, we've said it before, but we could do like 30 episodes on The Office or 100 and... How many episodes of The Office were there? Nearly 200?
We could do 30 episodes on just Michael Scott.
What a guy.
It's Michael Scorn.
I think I said this to my wife the other day. Like, Michael Scott is the greatest TV character ever made.
Yeah, better than like Roadrunner.
No, I mean, like, in terms of TV comedy, like, I don't know, chat at brainstew.co.uk, tell us a
I really
better
want to hear
character
back, because when I did the mew, I ran past the mic with my head like
well, you'll find out after the show, you can listen to it back.
Such a fucking joke.
Hey, go back to I forget which episode it was, but
episode 4
was it? Yeah, Roadrunner was
terminated, or was he?
Yeah, he was part of the show with the old
Hello Kitty
Wiley.
Backpack. Yeah.
But anyway,
sorry. Yeah, back to the American Orifice.
Yeah.
It's just fucking brilliant, isn't it? It's just so good. But let's get into it. An American reboot. So, before reading anything that came with it, what did you think when you first saw
saw the headline?
Yeah, like what was your immediate?
Immediate was like, yes, because it's like I adore the show, and I was like, I want more of that.
Mine was like,
oh no,
was it? I think like
if you've built something, right?
Yeah,
that is that spectacular. Why? Oh no, not why. You've got to top that because you can't leave it again on anything that's less than that. So it's either got to go better. So how do you go better than the ending?
Yeah, fair point.
And then if it's, and you know, again, so if you're thinking about like character arcs and stuff like that, like some of them have kind of got to where you wanted them to be, right? Mm. And it's just like, so there's going to have to be a little bit of destruction in some of those characters and a little bit of upset in there to push them somewhere to then build a new character arc. So say, for example, Jim and Pam could be separated.
Well, that was going to be a storyline, wasn't it?
Michael and Holly could be separated.
Yeah. No.
Dwight and, you know, Angela could, you know...
So I know they're, the actors are obviously older. It's, what, 10, 12 years since it finished. But I'd quite like to see them pick it up literally where it left off. So there's not like they've jumped forward 10 years and that somebody split up or whatever, literally pick up where they left off.
How would you do that though? Because like Jim and Pam have moved to like Austin.
Well, yeah, but they would cut cutaways to their life in Austin.
Daryl down there as well. And
cut away to Shroot Farms. What's going on there?
See, I think they should have done a spin-off of Shroot. We've talked about this before. Yeah. They should have done like not Shroot Farms spin-off, but like Dwight should have like left Dunder Mifflin and he should have started like making beet based yeah, like products. Medicine, and the show should have been called Pharmaceuticals.
I love it. And that's the perfect name.
I'm pitching that right now. NBC, if you're listening, Greg Daniels, hit me up.
You're copywriting that.
Literally stamped right there.
Yeah. No, that would have been.
I don't know what that was.
But even Shroot Farms, they nearly did a pilot for it, didn't they?
It was written, wrote. They did something with words. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe they did, but I don't know. I initially saw The Office reboot. I was like, yes. Like that part of you that adores the show before, you know, thinking any more about it was like, yes. Yeah, if Steve Carell's back, I'm in.
Yeah, but let's say we're pitching this, right? So let's say we're having a discussion now around what this is going to be, and we're saying, okay, right, we're going to do it with the same characters, right?
Yeah.
How's Steve Carell coming back in? How is Michael Scott coming back in? Because he's married, he's got a load of kids. Every single piece about Michael Scott's psyche was based on his insecurities of not finding love, yeah. In a nutshell.
Yeah.
He's found love. So,
see what I'm thinking.
Is he going to be a super cool guy now? Is he going to be like confident? Is he going to be rational? Is he going to make the right choices? These are things I say to my 8-year-old. It's literally, is he then? Have we cured Michael Scott?
Well, if we're jumping in, say, 10, 12 years after the show's finished, right? So he's probably getting on for retirement, the character.
Yeah, hopefully he doesn't get the same way Ed Truck did.
Yeah.
God rest his soul.
I'm thinking there's a new boss of Dunder Mifflin Scranton, and they call in this old guy who... he knows the job inside out, and he's come in to try and retrain this boss to do the job correctly. And in comes obviously Michael Scott, and that's how he comes back in, because he's just coming back in to do a bit of training for.
So it's almost like kind of like Grasshopper like part two.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But that's my point. Is like at that point he was, everything about him was ego for the cameras and everything to show. To put on a front because of his insecurities, but he's got a wife, he's got kids, so that's all solved, in my opinion. So would he be the same guy?
Possibly. I think...
Or do you think the cameras would bring that out of him, and it's just like he's in front of the cameras again, he's going to turn into a dick because he's in front of the cameras again, and he's going
to... Yeah, he'll be like, oh, I know how to do this job, like, you're doing it wrong. And he's been out of the game so long, he'll love the whole like power thing, being okay. in control of people. Holly will move to Scranton with the kids. Well, the kids will be whatever age, but yeah, they'll move to Scranton for a temporary fix.
So what about, so we're saying there's a whole new cast apart from Michael Scott. So have we got, surely Meredith's still there?
Don't know.
Creed's still in prison.
Yeah.
Stanley possibly passed away. Phyllis retired.
Yeah, I don't know. See, I don't know whether they do that or they say this is basically the American Office part two. So picks up in the exact same office, the same place, the same company, but it's just all new characters with little cameos from the others.
I suppose, again, like if you're casting it in the modern day as well, you're looking at a paper company, which, again, the whole thing about Dunder Mifflin fighting against your office depot and stuff like that is that these companies will have probably gone out of business by now anyway because of the digital world. Yeah. And even though Dwight beat the machine. and Ryan got convicted for fraud, the internet does work. So would it be a separate kind of thing? Would it be more of like a dundermifflin.com type thing? Or
yeah, I guess they would modernize it, wouldn't they, move with the times? Yeah. And
because it wouldn't be like the whole like phone calls and shit like that and then going out to speak to a client to get a paper order and stuff like that. It would have to. So I wondered if it would be a complete kind of the office, an American workplace would be nothing to do with Dunder Mifflin. And it would be, I said Mifflin then. Dunder Mifflin.
TH.
Dunder Mifflin. And it would just be like, say I don't know, an online company that sells sportswear or something like that. It's that kind of thing now where it's basically all online and they've got the different,
Yeah, it'd be more product-based, I think. Like when Sabre took over and it was printers and stuff,
I think it's pronounced Sabre.
Sabre. Yeah. I think
the Dunder Mifflin and Sabre
and Saber.
Yeah. Sabre Saber.
I think they would be selling like stationery and stuff. And
it'd just be interesting to see like how they pull all the whole dynamic in and how it's all gonna work and like what. I'd be intrigued to see it, but I think it needs to be that far distance. It's a real difficult place to land it in because it's gotta be better than a spin-off.
Yeah.
And so far removed from the original that you're not going to, tarnish the good name of the original. So, yeah, I'm impressed that they're going for it. But I'm also mightily concerned that it might just be a big pile of shit.
Yeah, well, they've said, I think Greg Daniels said he's back and in a director's seat for it.
Yeah, so do we know who's writing?
Not 100% on that, but I think BJ Novak has said he will be invested if it's about the story, the narrative, and not about
the characters. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Not about cash cow and just. Yeah. To be fair, like I've never seen The Office as a cash cow because I think it's still like a massive cult thing.
Well, it's bigger now than it was then, isn't it?
So. Yeah, I just feel like it's a massive cult kind of thing that's always, it's always stayed a little bit under the radar. Maybe that's just like the people, the circles that I go in, but I do speak to a lot of people who are like, oh no, I've never watched it. I can't get past the similarities of the British one. It's like, well, get past the first season and you will.
Yeah.
But it's that invested time. Someone keeps telling me about watching Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I've had that.
And I'm like literally watching like the first season and it's crap.
It's painful, yeah.
And it's like, I'm told it gets loads better, but I'm very much like, oh, this is a real hard one. Persevering, but it's a hard watch. And I think like The Office still flies under the radar a little bit. So maybe that's also a thing that, diehards won't necessarily take to a new like version of The Office. What it might do is pitched at a different age group and a different group of people. It might create, a whole new fan base for a different thing that still definitely. Might look at the original one and go, no, that's trash. The new one's great.
I think original fans will watch it regardless and they'll make their mind up within a few episodes.
Mm.
So they need to hit the nail on the head pretty quickly to hold the audience.
That's the thing. Because it's going to be judged. If, I mean, we're literally slating it in places and we've not even fucking, we haven't seen it yet. Not slating it. Again, it's you're fiercely protective of something you love. And that's the thing is, and like go back to the very first point was I wouldn't want to see it tarnish the name, the beautiful name of the American Office. I think it's too good a thing to risk, in my opinion. Get Guess what? I pressed the wrong fucking button again. That's the one I should have pressed.
We interrupt this pointless waffle for some more.
Brenda, stop freaking your twat and get down here!
Shut up.
Well, it was just a big bag of wank right there, wasn't it? That was really
poor. Good. I can't even talk, but those buttons you pressed were really good there.
Yeah, I'm not even editing that out now. That's how lazy and complacent I've become.
No, just come along with the show. It's not perfect.
Yeah, no, literally, it's far from it. If you've made it to episode 7 and you're on a quest for perfection, well done. You really have sort of rode against
you
the odds.
You went really radio then, that voice.
Oh, well done.
That was brilliant.
Well done, thank you. I like that. Yeah, it's like Dennis the whole time. So, Jay, talk to me about topic 2.
Well, we'd like to talk about the second topic, wouldn't we?
Yeah, so topic 2.
Tell us about it.
Right, topic 2, guys. So, it's basically, I'm going to do the whole bit in this voice now because I don't feel like I can break from it.
So tell us about the album.
Well, this topic's called The Grifter. Now, would you rather grift your way through life and end up in a financially sound position or be truthful to yourself and have just enough to keep you going, but knowing you've got it honestly. Listeners out there in Radioville, hit me up.
I love it. All right. So
sorry, I just need to punch myself in the bollocks for a bit now.
Can you explain to the audience what you define as a grifter?
Well, basically, it's someone who, you know, won't go from A to B. It's you know, the route to do this, the way to work this through is I've got to go to A to B. They'll go A to D, and cheat their way to it. So there'll be a scam or some way to, you know, advance. So
they'll find a glitch.
Yeah,
in the Matrix,
it's basically
worm it
through. Yeah, it's kind of like, oh, I don't have to do that. I'll just get money and I'll blag it because I'll do this.
Yeah.
And I'll blag my way through So I think for me, like, this is a question that's firmly based in, like, your moral compass. Like, would you be happy in the knowledge knowing that you've kind of grifted, so you've took shortcuts, you've, you know, maybe told lots of lies, or, you know, you've fabricated scenarios to better your situation, and money is what you got out the end of it, and then that gives you a lifestyle that basically you can do what you want because you've got money? Or would you rather have the, you know, the daily struggle of the bun fight that we all have, which is life, but knowing that what you've got it honestly, you've worked hard for it, and yes, it might not be everything that you need or everything that you wanted, but you got it honestly. So I guess it's kind of like, you know, which way do you go?
Let's be honest, like, there's got to be something to be said for going from nothing and working your absolute nuts off to achieve even a small goal.
But this appears to be like a kind of a thing for a lot of people now, that they're like, is it? Why not just take a shortcut? Why would I have to slave? Why should I work hard when I don't have to?
And
you know, that's a valid point. It's breaking the norm, but at the same time, it's also just like, you know, you win a lottery, great, well done you, that was luck.
Yeah.
You inherit money, I'm sorry if you lost, but well done you. If you're cheating your way into it, can you honestly sit there at the end of the day and be like, yeah, but look what I've got, man. I don't have to go to work anymore because... And it's just like, that's fine. If you're okay with that, then that's fine. And, you know, the only person who can truly be okay with that is you. But, like, if you said to me, like, right, you've got to go and do one thing and it's going to be the biggest lie you'll ever tell, but you'll be set up for life, would you do it?
I don't think I could.
Because every time you look at the ill-gotten gains that you have... That resonates as to, yeah, but it happened this way. I got it that way.
The thing is, if everybody knew that you'd cheated your way to get to this position or financial status, you wouldn't be able to settle, would you? You would be happy in your own existence.
I think as well, like for me, it would be the... You've got to be okay in yourself with that as well. Like knowing you get up every morning and being like, oh, I ain't got to go to work today. I'm going to do what I want to do today, don't matter. I'm going to take the piss out of people who do have to go to work today. That's amazing. Yeah. And it's just like, is it? Because at the end of the day, like, when that person comes home knowing they've put a shift in and, you know, they've paid for the stuff, they've put the food on the table and they've done it the honest way, is that better than your way, where you've just gone, well, I've just blagged my way into a shitload of money?
Yeah.
And, so, and that's the question for me. It's you know, which side of that? Because don't get me wrong, there's massive like draws of like, oh well, you know, if I had all the money, it'd be amazing because then I could do all the things and I wouldn't have to go to work, wouldn't have to worry about. And so those positives in terms of like a material kind of consumer driven idea are just like, yeah, that's great. I can buy cars, I can buy, you know, vans or whatever and do all this kind of stuff. But looking at how you got it, that's the bit that you reconcile that in your brain.
Yeah, are people going to go, oh, you know, oh, he's doing well. Look, check this guy out. He's got two cars. He's got his mortgage paid for. But how many dicks did he have to suck to get there?
That's the common denominator. This is the measuring stick. It's a dick sucking. Hey, grifting. It's not grifting. It's sucking dicks. Yeah. But it's that. And it's just like, I think like, I wouldn't care about other people's perception of me. I would care about my perception of me.
Yeah.
And maybe my kids' perception of me.
Yeah, it's definitely a pride thing.
And it's just like, would you be happy? And again, I think a lot of people are, oh yeah, but you, until you're put in that scenario, you don't fucking know. And it's like, yeah, you're right, you don't. Hence this just being a topical chat show. But
well, I guess, why don't we look at like the £1 million question, right? So someone says to you, Chris, here's £1 million, right? But you can have this £1 million for nothing. But everybody you know and everybody on social media knows how you got that £1 million. It wasn't just handed to you on a plate. You had to worm your way in through the door.
Here, I'm the king of finger blasting.
Probably not finger blasting.
He was caught touching badgers.
Or touching badgers, but okay. No, it wasn't an honest earning of that £1 million.
Touching badgers.
Yeah, not touching badgers. Through, you know, hard graft and, you know, training and
Let's be honest. It's basically, it comes out there, you've been given £1 million because you wanked off a badger. Let's use that
That's a great example, yeah.
It's the only example,
everybody
really.
Everybody knows that that's what you've done.
Yeah, so you're a badger wanker.
Yeah.
You're a banker.
Yeah. Could you be like, I don't care, got £1 million.
Yeah.
Or would you be like embarrassed about what you've done for a million?
I think it's that, isn't it? It's just like, it's the, I appreciate, you know, like sort of, you know, wanking off a badger is quite far-fetched in terms of what other scenarios might have been given. Like, you know, would you lie to defraud someone of some money or something like that? It's probably a more realistic thing. But yes, I mean, the shame that would be attached to wanking off a badger, but just wherever you went, that would follow you, and probably the badger would as well follow you around.
Yeah, but be honest, like how many people have you pissed off to earn that money? And, you know, that's always going to be noted by the people along the way.
Yeah, massively. But again, I think it comes down to that, like, inner psyche, isn't it? Is looking at that person and going, like, sort of, do they care? Is money more important than friends? Is money more important than self-worth? Is money more important than, you know, the knowledge in the back of your brain that how you got this? And if the answer to all of that is yes, the money is more important, then that person doesn't give a flying fuck anyway.
No.
But from the rest of us looking at that person might be like, damn, that's a real sad fucking existence. The fact that, you know, pounds in your pocket, dollars in your pocket, yen, whatever, fuck, that's more important than a moral compass. That's more important than, you know, being okay with rolling your sleeves up and doing a hard day's work.
Absolutely.
And that's the thing. I mean, this all comes around from conversations we've had quite a lot recently with people about the times they're changing and you know, and people are like having different ethoses towards work and different ethoses towards just like general, like people in general, other people, consumerism and stuff like that. And it is just a really kind of weird take on it. Interesting take that there may be some people out there would be like, yeah, I wouldn't mind wanking off a badger for £1 million.
No, I think.
And that's what it boils down to.
There's got to be something to be said for an honest living with a wealth of friends around you.
Yeah, massively.
You know, you're not the richest guy in the world, but you're rich in people around you. Then, you know, working your way up to being the richest guy in the room, but you've pissed off everybody along the way.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I know what I'm choosing.
Yeah, no, massively. I am absolutely stat there. The fuck is wrong with me?
Are you all right?
No, I don't think so.
How many badges you touched?
I got £1 million. We interrupt this pointless conversation.
He was caught touching badgers.
Pointless conversation. Easy tiger.
Hey, you! Hey! Hey, you!
Who's that?
Hey, you!
Is that
hey!
That's Sloth's brother. He's just not... Hey. He's not worked out how to say guys yet.
I didn't realise it went on for that long.
That's what she said. But I'd like to... I'd like to discuss the Olympics with you.
I fucking cannot wait to discuss the Olympics with you as he reaches into his pocket and gets his prepared list of stuff to discuss with the Olympics about.
So, in true brain stew fashion, we've decided to play the Olympics, but with household appliances.
Yeah.
Because why not?
Because I think this is all things that can involve. And I think this is where the IOC, the International Olympic Committee, I think it stands for, should be pitching the next games. I think this is where it's at. So the idea being that we're going to talk to you about some of our favourite events and how we've incorporated these home appliances into it. So what's the first event you've got, Jay?
So the first event up today, Chris, is dishwasher discus.
Oh, that's a great one.
So I don't know if you've thought of this one or you got it down.
I've got discus.
Have you?
Yeah, but I've got it with a gas hob.
Oh, nice. Yeah, the heavy iron part of the gas hob.
Yeah.
Yeah, love it.
Yeah.
So no, I was thinking like dishwasher door open and you got a stack of plates and
you're
just like it's probably more frisbee, but discusing them into the slots in the dishwasher rack.
Oh wow, that's fucking hardcore.
And how you win is by the amount of plates that haven't been smashed.
I love how you've gone through this and thought of really stuff, really like good, like how this could be a legitimate like sport.
Yeah,
I've basically thought of really fucking stupid stuff in my traditional fashion of what I did.
So
mine was discus with a gas hob. Yeah. So it was literally like a big four ring burner, and you just got to throw that as fucking far as you can.
So the same principle, yep. So same discus.
Yep.
But you're just launching the top of the oven.
I've got a similar one with archery.
Yeah.
Except there's no bow.
Okay.
There's no arrow. You're just throwing kettles at a wall.
Fair enough.
Someone spray paints a big target on it and you've got to throw a kettle at it.
Boiled though.
That's a little bit extreme. You could get burnt. No,
it's hazard though, yeah.
Just a cold kettle.
And how do you win?
Just
like the most intact
kettle? No, I think you've got to hit the target.
Yeah.
But you've also, to get max points, I'm winging this now because I clearly thought this
through. That's fine.
The whole kettle's got to be destroyed. So you've got to throw it as hard as you can, as accurately as you can. So there's no kettle left.
I love
Just like the little cable.
I think you're going to enjoy this one.
Yep.
So this is toaster shot put. Have you got the same?
I've got hammer throw with a toaster because I figured you could grab the cable and then spin around in a circle and launch it.
That's great. Yeah, I went a bit different with that.
Oh, that's great.
So mine's, you've got a load of toasters lined up.
Yep.
And they've all got crumpets in them. And they're ready to go. But
so you put so much more thought into this.
You're waiting, right? And then as soon as it pops up, you've got to catch the crumpet. And you've got to fucking shoot it.
That's brilliant. It's fantastic. I love that.
Yeah, it's going to burn your hands, though.
It is, but that's, you're an Olympic athlete. You'll get over it.
Mm.
Next one I've got javelin with a steam mop.
Oh, I love that.
So it's exactly the same principle as normal javelin.
Yeah.
But you throw in a steam mop.
That's great.
So you've got to run up with it. The noise.
Sound effects. Even better, you've got to get it into the mop bucket at the end.
Oh, this... Right, I wasn't taking this seriously. You're fucking next level on this. I'm loving that, yeah.
All right.
Into the mop bucket. That's brilliant.
I really like that. I was trying to think of something with javelin, but I couldn't come up with anything. I think this might be my favourite.
Okay.
So the 100-meter microwave sprint. Don't tell me you've got that.
I've got the 4x400 relay with a microwave instead of a baton. So you have to pass the microwave over.
Imagine
you've got to jump over the hurdles, and then when you get to the change point, you've got to hand the microwave. And at the end of it, this is one I've only thought about, like what the proper rules of it, is when you cross the line, you have to hand it to a judge, and they have to open the microwave, and if the glass plate inside is still intact, then if it's broken or fractured, you're disqualified.
That's incredible.
Microwave Olympics.
I love that. Do you want to hear my version of the microwave?
Yeah, 100%.
So the 100-meter microwave sprint. So imagine, right? There's at the other end of the 100 meters is a table with a microwave on.
Yeah,
obviously plugged in. I'm not stupid.
Obviously.
So the adjudicator, is it adjudicator?
Let's call him adjudicator.
Right,
Richard adjudicator.
Judy's catering for the event. She's at the end. She presses go on the microwave. Meanwhile, you've got 100 metres to fucking sprint as fast as you can before your porridge goes over.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so you've got to press stop or your beans are going to fucking burst everywhere.
Or we could do an ultimate version.
Yeah.
Where you've microwaved your beans, you've nuked them for 2 minutes in your ceramic pot, and it pings, you've got to take them out and run 100 metres and not spill them. Yeah. Other mitts.
Yeah, it's the most beans.
And then at the end, you got to pull the tinfoil. That's a silly thing to put in a microwave. You've got to pull the cling film back and try not to burn your eyebrows.
What? Ah, okay.
Because the steam.
The steam, yeah.
How many more have you got?
I've got one more, which I think is interesting. I think I could...
Yeah, I've got two more.
Oh, you go then.
Long jump while carrying a washing machine.
I thought you were going to say long jump, but it's into custard or something.
No, the kid said about jumping into jelly, and I was like, it's not a household plant.
Oh, see, I was thinking the same as them.
Get out. Yeah. No, literally, so you've got to basically, you've got to pick up a washing machine and then jump as far as you can, holding it.
I love it.
And you can't let go.
Yeah, if you let go, you're disqualified.
Yeah, obviously.
I'd love to know the world record of that.
I wanted to do one with swimming, same principle. Yeah. Basically, you push a washing machine into a swimming pool and then you dive down. You got to push it, come back up for air, push it, and it's the first one to get their washing machine all the way across.
Love that.
And then there's a second sport, which is called washing machine retrieval, where someone has to dive in, pick it up, and then put it out, because then you haven't got to go and get them all again.
Yeah. That's good, actually.
It just is.
Smart thinking.
I'm wasted. What I do, wasted.
So this is the imagine that you're at the arena now, and it's time for vacuum curling.
That's a great idea.
Imagine obviously you curling event, but you got a Hoover, and instead of the whatever it's called, what is it?
Stone, I believe.
Is it a stone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, instead of the stone, it's Cheetos. So you're hoovering, but in front of you, someone's just dropping Cheetos continuously, and you got to hoover them all up.
Love it. Simples. Brilliant. My last one.
Yeah.
It's not a household appliance, but I like the idea of it anyway. It was fencing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just holding a fence panel. Two people just fighting with fence panels. That's it.
I love that.
Yeah, not featherboard or anything like that. Like, literally a proper fence panel. And you've got to hold it, and you've got to run at each other. It's like jousting.
Yeah.
You've got to run at each other with this fence.
But it's got to stay perfectly level at all times.
No, you've got to beat the living fuck out of the other person. The person, the winning one, is whoever's not dead. It's like title fight, but with a fence.
Love it.
Offensive.
Yeah, also, this event's sponsored by Curry's PC World.
Oh, do you know what? I could have fucking gone on. The kids said to me earlier, they were like, so what would this be in like a... In like an Olympic stadium? I said, no, it'd probably be in like a Curry's car park.
Yeah, perfect.
They're like, really? Where would you do that? And they were like, is there a local car? I said, boys, this ain't happening. I was like, we can't afford it. And B, I can't honestly throw a gas hob that far and try and break it. I imagine there's a world record to be had there somewhere.
I mean, I'm up for trying to make it happen.
I had a couple of ones we were chatting on the fly. Rugby.
Yeah.
But instead of a ball, we use an air fryer. So you got to throw an air fryer to each other.
Or a Breville.
Oh, that was the other one. It was the triple jump.
Yeah.
But you put a Breville toasty maker open. So when you step on it, you got to transfer your weight for each one. And then you jump in the sand to cool your feet down.
I burned my foot on the George Bond
grill.
And
then the other one I just had was involving a Breville pie magic. And it was just shot put with a
nice
pie magic.
What about hurdles? But each hurdle there is a toasty maker. The first one you put the bread on. The second one you jump over and you chuck the condiment on.
That would work.
And each time you get to the end, and then it's the first one to eat the toasty.
Or it's just a line of dishwashers or washing machines. You just got to jump over them.
Yeah. It's got me thinking like Evel Knievel now with like stunt jump with all the dishwashers in the middle.
It's just the guy from Bosch comes out wheeling out all these fucking 27 now. That is me. He's never going to fucking clear this. I don't know why he talks like that. Why is he talking like that?
Well, he's a farmer. He farms
dishwashers. Yeah. good crop this year. We got the Siri 4 in. It's got a time remaining light.
None of that Bosch shit.
We're on the good stuff. We're in the Neff stuff now. All right, mate. There's a lot of product placement there. Give us some money.
See that pile of candies over there?
Fucking rubbish they are. Don't plug them in. They catch fire, they do. Taking out 4 barns this year, as... It's fucking lethal habit. This is storing dishwashers.
What do you want? Is it LG?
What the fuck are we doing?
Should we move on?
No, let's stay talking about... is there anything else? Anything, like, stupid? Because I was like, I'm just going straight for the surreal here. Because my immediate one, we'll do Relay, but it will literally be carrying an American fridge freezer. See, the start's going to go, there's just 4 guys going...
Well, seeing them move them into people's houses is basically the same thing anyway.
And there's some cheating cunt who's got a sack truck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, I think we've...
Yeah, anymore, chat at brainstudio.
Hey, you!
All right, chat@brainstudio.co.uk.
Yes, and then maybe we'll share some of them if they're good enough.
We interrupt this pointless waffle for some more pointless waffle.
Oh, wank me off.
So.
Lady in Red.
That's a great song.
Don't know why that's come to my head.
What a beautiful song that is.
Do you reckon her name is Brenda, Lady in Red?
If it were...
Brenda, stop freaking your twat and get down here!
He's dancing with me.
Brenda, stop frigging your twat and get down here. I want to go cheek to cheek. Fucking hell. Oh, Christa Berg. I've got to admit, there's a lot of songs from the 80s that hold like quite like great memories.
Yeah.
And like, and it all springs really shit, but it all springs from a Peugeot dealership, right? So, like, I remember as a kid, we were looking for a new car, and we went to a Peugeot dealership, and they were doing this thing where they were giving you like all of these free goodie bags, and there was they gave you a cassette tape in it, and it was called Peugeot the Spring Collection, and there were some fucking bangers, some absolute 80s fucking bangers on there.
Africa,
Hall and Oates, Africa. Oh, mate, just. Absolute fuck it, and Lady in Red was on there as well, and fucking hell, I'm trying to think of all the others now, but every time I hear any of those songs, I'm like, I instantly think of a Peugeot 205 and my childhood and how happy I was listening to those tunes, and that's quintessentially is the music I was brought up on.
Well, I've got a vision of like a Peugeot rolling out of the dark. Like din 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 din.
No, Take My Breath Away by Berlin.
Oh yeah.
Take my breath away.
As a reveal.
Yeah. Oh man. So that song Lady in Red was on. I'm sure I'm gonna find that. I'm gonna see if I can find that cassette. Lady in Red was on that. I'll do a Spotify playlist, and I'll just sit there crying, thinking about my youth.
I think I remember hearing on the radio like that was Lady in Red by Christa Berg. And I always like thought it was like Christa Berg.
Okay.
But no.
I as a child, I couldn't say Jamiroquai.
What did you say?
Jamiroquai.
Jamiroquai?
Sounds better, doesn't it?
Pleased to meet you, Jamiroquai.
Yeah, I got fucking ridiculed for it, but yeah. Yeah, that Jamiroquai. Do you mean Jamiroquai?
Did you actually say it?
Yeah. Well, look at how it's written.
Yeah, that's true.
I was 24 right now. I don't know how old I was, but I was just like, you know, as a kid, you read stuff and you go, oh, that's what that must be.
Yeah.
And you venture it and everyone laughs at you. And then you think, fuck you, bricks, I'm 12 and I'm
learning. You have to get it wrong, don't you?
One of the kids said something this week and I wish I'd have written it down because it would have made this bit make more sense, but I can't remember now. But they were trying to pronounce something. And it was just like, no, that's not how that's pronounced, mate. It's this. But I made a special concerted effort not to make a cunt out of him.
Maybe we... Well, he is 8.
Well, that's what I mean. But I was on the other end of that because apparently Jamiroquai is not the right way to say Jamiroquai. I didn't fucking know.
Maybe we should do a section on terrible band names or like and break the names down.
Yeah, I'm up for that.
Why not?
Yeah.
Anyway, should we move on to...
What the fuck are we talking about?
Should we move on to a topic?
Yes, let's talk about one invention. Should we do it in the radio voice again?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, guys, and welcome back here. Thank you very much. I'm going American. I don't know why. One invention the world needs right now. We've got a caller here from Dayton, Ohio. James.
Hello, my name is James.
Oh, hang on. Oh, no, wrong button. Oh, boy, I'm shit at this tonight. No, we don't want to hear from James. We're going to go down to Scranton, PA, where we're going to hear from Toby. Toby!
All right, it's Toby.
Okay, next one. All right, let's stop being twats. Yeah. One invention the world needs right now. What you got?
Well, I wanted to go serious, Black, but...
I had a mouthful of coffee.
Did you?
Yeah.
This is one that we can't make happen, but if we could, in a world that we could make happen, right? Mm-hmm. It's called the memory dump.
Titty fuck the lasagna.
Not the lasagna.
Okay, don't titty fuck the lasagna.
No.
We had queries of this, by the way. Sorry to massively interrupt you and not listen to what you're saying.
Go on.
Someone asked, is it, did he fuck the lasagna? Or is it something else? And it's actually titty fuck. It comes from some graffiti that I found on social media. And someone was just like, it's the most Scottish graffiti you could ever see. And it just said, titty fuck the lasagna. And I thought it was great.
I've never heard that until you were...
Titty fuck the lasagna.
Did that, yeah.
So it's not diddy fuck, so it's titty fuck. But again, equally important part of our show that I... Felt I had to stop you in mid-flow.
Yeah, yeah.
And
well, this vital news that. Yeah.
Off you go.
Let's do it. So this invention,
yes,
has been invented by me. Copyrighted. Actually, it's not. I stole it from Harry Potter. But I think it should be a thing. You know when? So this is called the memory dump device. So you know when Dumbledore uses his wand and he takes people's like thoughts out or like memories and stuff, and he disposes of them.
Yep, you know what he does with them, don't you?
What does he do?
Puts him in his bum.
Fuck's sake.
Albus Bumbledore. Harry Potter, the boy who lived. Specky little cunt, aren't you?
Yes, what do you think? So I'm thinking...
I'm so sorry.
You just love it, dude. You love tripping me up.
No, I'm just generally being a twat.
You're just having a lovely time over there.
I put buttons on here to press things and... I was still expecting the volume of that sheep. Sorry, continue.
So I'm just thinking, right? So if you see something or...
This one says angry cat.
That wasn't a cat.
Angry cow.
Oh, cow. That's a big cat.
This one's a cross between a sheep and a cat purring. Is this always on about? I'm like, is this Austin Powers like trying to woo someone? Yeah, baby.
It sounds like he's got a mouth. Austin Powers a mouthful of garlic bread.
Sorry, you were making a point.
Chris, they're waiting for the world.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Just
I've
need.
Got all these buttons and.
Right, this is it.
Do it, you've got this.
Right. I need this device now, the memory dump device, so I can forget.
I've got a new that's going into the all right. Sorry, I'm sorry, I'm so sorry. Why are we not filming this bit? Jay's had to put his head under the desk now because is it the screaming goat that's done it?
That last one, fuck it up.
He's still going. I've not pressed it again. That's fucking reverb. He's gone to the bottom of the well. Oh, shut up, fuck you. Right. You've got an invention that you need to tell us about. I've just coughed up a fucking lung.
All right, speaking of goats, horny goat. Goat Drinks Limited. Get 10% off at goatdrinks.com.
And the cherry one is fucking outstanding. Well done, Team Goat.
Yeah, we're just drinking that now. But,
natural caffeine, zinc, coenzyme Q10. Well done. Good blend. Yeah. I'm happy with that. Really happy with that. Oh, I think, Team Goat,
yeah,
why don't we do a bit of a mashup with your goat and a vodka drink, and we'll call it Screaming Goat.
Yeah, sounds good, that.
Yep.
Right, here we go.
Oh, my days. Right, sorry. You were talking about something, that a question that I asked you seemingly weeks ago now.
Well, anyway, it's called the memory dump device.
Yeah.
When you want to forget about shit, or you want to unsee shit, yeah, that's happened in your life, or
okay,
someone told you something.
God, this is quite poignant, and I've been destroying it with these...
It's fine, but you can just you can delete it, basically.
Okay.
That's it.
But does it have a recovery in that if you've deleted something and actually think, you know, shit, I need that because now it's going to paint a different frame of reference for me in the future. Well, can I have that back?
I think we can add that in as a backup. So a cloud.
Okay.
Thought cloud.
I like it.
Yeah. Also, another one that's kind of like not a real one.
Just.
It's called the twat detector.
Okay, do you need one now? I feel really bad because mine's just terrible. You put so much thought into this, mine's ridiculous.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it like a custard chucker or something?
No, it's just a badger that could be a taxi driver. That's it.
Of course it is.
No, that's not mine, I'm joking. I need to think really quickly.
Right, anyway, so the twat detector.
Yeah, twat detector.
So when it's basically like a similar version of Carl Pilkington's bullshit man, mm-hmm, superhero, but this is a device. So everybody from birth are fitted with a twat detector.
Oh, okay.
And so if anyone's being a twat to you, or they come up and they're just being negative, or they just got nothing nice to say, twat detector zaps them, electric shock.
Oh, fucking, I thought we should like a warning thing. It'd be like, this person is a cunt.
No, so they'll be like twitching because they keep getting zapped.
Fucking hell. So I know some people who'd be fucking dancing all day long.
Exactly.
Fucking love that. Right. Brilliant.
Have you got anything?
Yep.
Go on.
Mine's really basic, but I still feel like I'm convinced it's achievable.
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me with there's like a slight hint of dread and fear in your eyes right now.
Go on.
It's a machine, right?
Oh, no. You've got two fingers that point two fingers at me. It's going to be something to do with Brenda or... Go on. Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm not. It's not a fingering device. We don't need
those. That's what I thought it was going to be.
Not with these bad boys. I can't believe I just did that. hangover cure.
Oh, it was actually sensible.
Yeah.
Oh, that was me being silly and...
Well, for once, these roles have been reversed, but how much fucking better would it be if there was literally, you could go out and get absolutely fucking mullered,
yeah,
and know that you wake up in the morning and you go, oh my God, I'll deal with the fact of why there's four llama in the garden, but at the moment, I take this pill, it's like, oh, I'm wide awake, ready to go. And before people say it, we're not talking about class A drugs that might have that same effect. We're talking about a legalized pill that basically neutralizes all the alcohol left in your system. So you're safe to drive. You're not stinking of booze. And you can go about how fucking great.
Do you know what? That is brilliant.
How you just literally like go out on the piss on a Wednesday. It's great for the economy. Terrible for your pocket. But Wednesday night, all of a sudden, we can go and get fucking smashed till 5 a.m. Doesn't matter why. Hand me a little tablet. That's the tablet noise. Hand me a little tablet. Great, yeah, I'm ready to drive. I'm off for work.
God, it'd be expensive, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Pharmaceuticals would be all over that.
Pharmaceuticals.
Exactly.
It's beat-based, let's be honest. It's beat-based.
It is.
What isn't? Wouldn't that just be great? I don't drink anymore because the hangovers are shit. And they get progressively worse as I get older. But I'm like, if someone could say like, oh yeah, just take this pill and it will stop it all. Oh my God.
I love it. Sign me up.
Yeah, I haven't made it yet. But I feel like, again, if anyone out there in science, in season one, we dialed 5 for Spain. If anyone's got the number for science, Jay, why don't you email it at ideas@science.com? Well, I want that domain. We should do this every week. ideas@science.com. This is where all of our great fucking ideas are going now. So we've got the hangover pill. We've got the badger that can drive a taxi. We'll talk about that one later. ideas@science.com.
Or just science ideas at brainstudio.co.uk. I'm sure we can set that up.
Yeah, we can, but I really want these to go to the right place. I want to make sure the people at science find them.
Okay.
So ideas at science.com, please. Send it to the science factory. I'm having this really, really weird flashback that I've had this conversation with someone about. I think I've actually tried to tell my children that there is a place where they make science, and that it's basically there's like a science factory where all of the they discover all these things in this big science place. And that I think I may have scarred them by telling them this, but it was quite funny. But yeah, basically things like that. How did they discover gravity? Oh, they did it at the science building. Yeah, at the science factory. That's where they find everything out. It's like four guys with beards who just sit there and get told what to do by these three brilliant
people. Yeah, they're going to think this is real.
Yeah. It explains why they're failing at school, doesn't it?
Well, on that note...
Your face! Oh! And as if that wasn't enough, guess what it's time for?
In red, she's dancing with me.
Brenda, stop playing with it. That's the reason it looks like a butcher's dustbin. It's called Story Bro.
Oh dear.
Can you believe that took two takes to do?
That was good, yeah. That was worth it.
You really missed a treat on the bit that we had. All right.
So, yeah, welcome to the world of Cool Story Bro, if you've never been here before.
Butcher's dustbin, that's disgusting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty vile.
It's got a fanny like a dropped lasagna.
Disgusting. I would never say that. Anyway, it's time for this week's headline.
You ready?
It's not. Well, I saw this headline. This was going to be the story this week, but I read the story and it was just so dull, so I didn't bother with it. But the headline was... huge bush blocking dark passage to be trimmed.
Yep.
What do you reckon?
I want to hear more about this.
No,
huge
it
bush.
Was literally just the bush that got trimmed.
Huh. Cool story, no.
So, cool story, no, yeah.
All right, well, join us next week then.
No.
Oh, okay.
I've got a little story for you. So, man pretending to be a mannequin in shop window before stealing jewelry. Okay, so a man has pretended to be a mannequin so he could wait inside a shopping centre after it closed to allegedly steal jewellery. You okay, mate?
No, I've broke me.
You broke yourself.
Sounds like a cat, but it's a woman. It's a cat. It's a fucking cat.
It sounds like a scared woman.
It sounds like someone's treading on a cat. Look, you literally, your toaster's gone. You turn around, you put your foot down, and the cat's fucking legged it. Sorry, continue.
I can't breathe. Okay. This is. Bah.
You sound like a minion.
Yeah. So yeah, this is supposed to be just a normal story, but this is what happens every single time. So if you don't like this part of the show, please just skip forward. But
yeah,
this is it. Right, here we go. I got it.
But bearing in mind, I didn't come to your house and skip forward on your shit, so you'll listen to this and you'll fucking enjoy it.
Okay, so a man pretending to be a mannequin so he can wait inside a shopping centre after it closed to allegedly steal jewellery, Chris.
I snorted and it hurt.
It's not even funny. Oh, right, here we go. Yeah. So the 22-year-old man stood frozen in the window of the mall in the Polish capital of Warsaw. Is it Warsaw? Is that how you say it?
Yeah, Warsaw.
Okay, thanks. That's right. He's pictured not so subtly holding a bag with his arms stretched out before robbing the store. When he felt it was safe, he went hunting, as you do, in a jewellery shop, and robbed the jewellery stand, police said. The man, who has since been arrested, treated himself to a meal before he slipped under the shutters of the shop. But the hungry shoplifter treated himself to a second meal where he was captured by security.
So like, literally went back for seconds?
Yeah.
That's stupid, wasn't it?
It was. Police said he once again shopped at the restaurant to have another meal. However, his luck finally ran out on him as he was spotted and captured by security. It's already known that the 22-year-old has also committed thefts and burglaries in another gallery where, after its closure, he took money from several cash registers and tried to steal other items. The man's been charged with burglary and theft and faces 10 years in jail. Here's a picture for you. We'll put this on our Instagram page, but this is him in the shop window, stood still waiting for the shop to close.
He doesn't even look like a fucking mannequin, does he?
It's just an average guy. Like,
it's literally like someone stood there with a bag of shopping going, is this not the glass door on the way out? Am I in the wrong place here?
Do you imagine if, like, how still he would have been stood as they were locking at the shop?
I wouldn't be able to do it.
Brilliant.
I'm getting cool story, bro, on that one.
Yeah, you like it?
Yeah, that was great. That was I'm going to be honest, I've got absolutely no composure left whatsoever after the incident that occurred for the It's a cat. It's not a woman, it's a cat. It said woman on the download. It's not, it's a cat. That's a wolf. That one's fine.
Welcome to the Chris Bennett Show. I like to play the sound of the week. This is a montage of...
It's a guy getting a bit more reverb, please, mate. A bit more reverb on the high end. That's better, cheers. Can we try it in C? Better, much better.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You okay there?
I don't think I've ever been okay, if I'm honest. I think that was...
So that was this week's Brain Stew. That was a compilation of sounds and
just fucking chaos
and
absolutely chaos
and laughter.
Yeah,
and there'll be more of this shit next week, basically.
Yeah, there will. So stay safe, enjoy each other's company, and try not to wank off a tramp. See you later.
Bye bye.
But before you go, I want to talk to you about how warm you're going to be this winter. Fucking terrifically warm, hopefully, with beanie hats, sweaters, possibly long johns, more beanie hats, t-shirts, and all the cool clothing you can find when you visit
overflow-clothing.com.
Fill your baskets up, you cunts.
You've been listening to Brain Stew. Find more episodes at brainstew.co.uk
or wherever you get your podcasts from.